Time to have a look at the big Hobart Pacing Cup meeting tonight in Hobart. We have 7 races on the card commencing at 6:03. There'll be a hosted live stream on tasracing.com.au. And for those watching via Sky Racing, the Hobart Cup will be on Sky 1, remainder of the card on Sky 2. Trainer, driver, Zeke Slater joins us online to have a chat about some of his chances on the Hobart program. How are you going, Zeke?
Good, thanks, Duncan.
Let's get straight into it. Race number 3, you put the polish here on number 9, Raffaello, who has had a couple of starts in your care now. What have you made of a few of his most recent efforts?
Yeah, he's had 2 starts and both have been pleasing. Comes off the second row tonight, and he might need a little bit of luck to go his way over the mile, but his two efforts have been good, so he only has to bring that form and he's going to be in the finish.
Yeah, last start in Launceston, done a little bit of work early and stuck on well in good time.
Yeah, that's right. He can do a little bit of work. He's a winner of 15 races and quick time, so on his best form, he's probably one of the main chances in that, but he might need a little bit of luck.
40 minutes after that race, you take the reins on Star Chamber in the Group 3 Triple M Hobart Pacing Cup. He finished second behind Riley Major last time out. No doubt you was pleased with that effort.
Yeah, it was a bit surprising to see him back in that kind of form, because his previous few runs wasn't quite up to it, but on his best, then he's the previous winner of this race, and he's the winner of the Tasmania Cup as well, so on his best form, he's highly competitive in that grade. Good trailing draw. He took ground off the winner last time. I mean, the winner, Riley Major, done all the work, but Star Chamber was getting through the line quick.
And your last drive on the program is over in race 6, also for the Bianca Heenan stable in Drifting Away. A handy winner, 2 starts to go in Scottsdale, before being a bit disappointing last start.
Yeah, he found the mobile conditions probably a little bit tougher than the win at Scottsdale. He's come up with a good barrier tonight. He's got good gate speed, so he's going to be nice and handy in front or up there somewhere. And if he brings his best form, then he might be in the finish, but some of those ones out wide have probably got the class in that kind of grade.
Having a look forward to Launceston on Sunday in the Harry Holgate Memorial, you partner up with Resurgent Storm once again. He's won 2 out of his last 3, but the barrier draw hasn't been too kind to you there.
No, he's drawn very wide in a pretty open front row. Pretty open race, it's not just the 2 chances, Liberator and Resurgent Storm. There's quite a number of chances due to the barriers, so if he's on his best foot forward, it'd be hard to beat, but just luck in running will play a part in that.
And you're also trainer runner on the Launceston card in race 8 with Capitale. This isn't the strongest of fields.
No, not the strongest of fields, and not the strongest of horses, but they're all in that race for a reason. He's starting to run the gate good, so if he could find the front, he might take a little, give a little bit of sight. But his last 2 have been better, but still needs to improve.
Best chance for you to find the winner's stall this weekend?
I'd like to think Raffaello. At Hobart on Friday night.
Righto, all the best for the weekend, Zeke.
Thanks very much, Doug.